Hello, my BMX nerd friends. Welcome back to Canode Knows, brought to you by Dig BMX. That still feels unreal to say. This is the second one. See this poster right here? You probably can't if you're just listening, but I got Casey Starling on my wall, and that's who this episode is with. Casey's a pro rider for Kink and Merit, one of the best riders out there right now. He's currently in New Jersey. He's lived in Austin. We cover all of this in the episode. And it actually ended up being like a little bit short. Like it was like 45 minutes long, 50 minutes long. So I brought in a bonus segment at the end. We got Daryl Taco hopping on with us to break down Casey's Welcome to Kink Pro video part. And that should be pretty cool. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks for watching. If you're on Dig's YouTube or, you know, or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever the hell you're listening, either rate or like or subscribe or ring a bell, leave a comment, send me a DM saying keep going. Just all that stuff, you know? Just let's get that out of the way. Without further ado, here's Casey Starling. All right. What's up, Kayan? Does anybody call you Kayan?
No, actually, nobody really knows that that's like my first name. I've been going by Casey since like middle school. So it's kind of just like a nickname that stuck.
Yeah, why? Why the switch?
I don't know. I just made it easier. Because like my name's pronounced Kayin, and like Kayin. All through like middle school, like high school, all that stuff, people would just pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, so, like what's up,
eventually
Kayin?
The homies were eventually the homies were just like, yeah, we're just gonna call you Casey. That's like way easier. Like, whatever.
That's a dope name though, Kayin. What's your like ethnic background?
So I'm African American, but my name is Nigerian, and it means like long-awaited child, because my mom had me when she was like pretty late, like probably like 38, somewhere around there.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's special. That's fucking sick, dude. I love
it. Yeah, and I'm her one and only, so she's been wanting me for a while when you know.
I love that. So what's your family like? Like, I don't know, in BMX in general, a lot of us come from all kinds of weird, fucked up lives. What's your family life been like?
It's pretty crazy, kind of.
Pretty crazy, like, kind of. What do you mean?
Yeah, in a way, because, like, I grew up in a super small town, and I grew up with just my mom for a little while, and then she had a boyfriend who eventually became my stepdad. And kind of just had like a falling out and ended up getting like kicked out, lived with like a second family for a few years.
No shit.
And
like a friend?
Yeah. So I have like, dude, it was wild. Like,
how old were you?
At the time, I was probably like 17, like 17 to 18, like just getting like, kind of just bouncing from house to house, you know what I mean? Because home life wasn't doing too well.
Yeah.
Me and my stepdad were like bumping heads all the time. So I just took it upon myself to leave.
Nice.
And eventually, like, I came across this family like a couple towns over from me. And they ended up just taking me in for like 3 years.
You just knocking on doors trying to find a family or what? Like, how'd you come
across
them?
So, like, yeah. So what happened was I had like a couple friends that I would like be staying with. And I would like go with my friend Justin, who I was staying with at the time, because he was kind of going through like a similar situation. So me and him would go to their names are Shannon and Sherry. So we would go to like Shannon and Sherry's house, to like hang out and just kick it. And then eventually, like, Shannon was like, "Yo, dude, like, I know you don't got nowhere to go. Like, you could stay here if you want." So, you know, I just ended up crashing and kicking it with them.
Nice. Were you in high school at the time, or?
Yeah, I was. I believe it was like my senior year in high school.
Yeah.
When this was like all going down.
Dude, that's a lot to go through as a senior in high school. Fucking leave your mom's house and then just stay with a random family. And you had already been riding, because I saw the bike check. You were 18 years old in. So like BMX was your escape from that shit. How old were you when you started riding?
I started like when I was probably like 15. I started probably like my sophomore year in high school, just about.
Because
I rode skateboards and scooters like all up until then.
Yeah, you know? Same here. I started riding my sophomore year, and it was scooters before that. But I couldn't do shit on a skateboard, so I gave up on that.
Yeah, I hear that, dude. That was the same here.
With your bike control, I would imagine like you started riding when you were like 6 years old and you were a racer or some shit, you know?
Oh, nah, dude, I wish I had the racing bike control, dude. That shit's on another level.
Dudes who grew up racing, they like LaShawn, for example, his like, and I don't know if Tammy grew up riding like that or racing but they have, or Chad Curley has the racing bike control. It's just like, I don't know, like second nature, the shit that you learn when you're young. Beard?
Right, yeah.
From what I see, you're generally good at shit. Like Kendama too. You're doing shit that I don't even know the names of on the Kendama, which is pretty cool. And then riding. Thanks. I mean, that's obvious to everybody listening that you're the shit on the bike. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So where are you now? What'd you do today?
Right now, I'm in Raleigh, New Jersey. I just chilled today, really. Didn't do much. I had a long week, had like a few heads come up, had the homie Speedy G pop out to Jersey, chilling with Spencer Forsman, and we basically just been kicking it all day today, just playing video games. Didn't do much, rode the flat rail.
Hell yeah, which video games?
Right now they're playing Zombies, like Black Ops 2 Zombies.
Dope.
Classic, dude.
Yeah. Throwback. I love Call of Duty, dude. That's my like, I don't know, fifth addiction. I play Call of Duty in my free time. Not so much lately, but Dawn of the Streets just happened. You were there, right?
Yeah, that shit was insane, bro.
Yeah, tell me about it. I wish I could be there, or I wish I could have been there. What was it like?
It was super sick. It was definitely like, it reminded me of like a lot of like the older New York jams where like homies would just pull up and just kind of like throw down, you know what I mean? And everybody's just going back to back.
Yeah.
So it was definitely dope to see, especially with like all the high level pros being out there, like fucking just throwing shit down. It was amazing to see. So,
like, we got Brett and Brock, and then Dan Benny got third. Who else? Yeah. Who else was throwing down? You were throwing down, Devin. Were you not? Oh yeah, Devin.
I was trying to get in there. Devin and Clawson were fucking sending it, dude.
The senders.
But yeah. It was awesome, dude. Like to watch that, like you know, you see videos all the time, but to watch those dudes in person, it's just like a whole different thing.
Yeah, for real. Same thing with like spots. You look at a spot in a video, and it's like, oh yeah. But then you get to the spot in real life.
You get to it, you're like, dude, yeah, for real, yo. Like, there's a lot of spots where you like look at it, and you're like, oh dude, that's perfect, and you get there, and you're like, this is the worst thing ever. Like, the run-up's all cracked. Got to jump like 3 feet away and shit.
It's a whole nother level of respect when you go like to a spot that you know something went down and you're like not that impressed in video, but then you see it and you're like, holy shit, dude. With this run up, no way. So what was your favorite like moment of Dawn of the Streets? Was Austin Augie's on the Megahorn running it?
Yeah. He was running the shit. Dude, my favorite moment was honestly watching Brock do the tooth pegs hard down that like aluminum rail, dude.
Yeah.
That shit was insane, bro.
I believe it.
Like, that was definitely a highlight for me. And honestly, just being out, I haven't been to a street jam like that probably like since I left New Jersey. Like I had there's been like a couple of jams in Texas, but just not the same size.
Yeah.
And like, it really like brought me back to like being a kid again and just wanting to go like fucking do shit, you know?
Just pedaling around the city with like hundreds of homies.
Yeah, exactly.
And the city of all cities, New York City. That's one place I've never ridden that I really would. It's on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah, dude, you definitely got to come out. It's a whole different like scene. It's awesome.
So you moved to Austin from New Jersey in 2019.
Yeah. So I was there.
What prompted that?
I was like just in a bad mental state with like everything that was going on with like family life, even though like I was still chilling with Sharon and Sherry for the time being, like it kind of just got a little bit depressing and there wasn't a lot of riders out in Jersey. It was like me and my one homie Harrison.
Yeah.
So like I knew like if I really wanted to stay motivated to ride, I had to like go somewhere where riders were, you know, kicking it every day and doing stuff like that. So I just, my homie James Dagger, he's the man. shout him out, Spot Hub BMX,
sick,
or ATX. But yeah, he ended up coming up to me one day and was like, yo man, like, I'm gonna move out of here in a few months, like, if you're down to go to Austin, like, let me know. And I just like jumped on it, like, really didn't have a plan of what was gonna happen, but I just knew I wanted to get out to where the riders were.
Sick.
Yeah.
What was it like moving there? Did you move into somebody's house and like live with other?
Oh man.
You live in a BMX house?
Yeah, it was crazy. So we got like an apartment like 30 minutes outside of the city. So that sucked for like the first year because I don't drive. So yeah. I just like going out and pedaling the spots, like, and being that far out was like hard to get to shit. It was like, you know, a 30 minute pedal to like a spot. And
right.
Like, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucked for a little while. So I just chilled, worked, rode with the homies when I could. But mainly like the first year was definitely like a grinding year to just get myself stable.
Nice.
But then like once the second year came around, COVID hit. And then I ended up moving out of that spot, moving more closer to downtown with this homie, Eric Walker. And yeah, I lived with him for like a year and a half, just about.
Tell me,
like 2 years, actually.
Tell me about the grinding year. What do you mean when you say grinding?
Grinding is like just, you know, working full time, fucking trying to get myself like to where I want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
where were you working?
And within like, so I worked at a couple places, dude. I worked at a Rudy's and I worked at Target at the same time, which was super stressful because I was doing like, bro, I was working like 6 to 3 at Target, 6 a.m. to 3 o'clock at Target, and then from 3:30 to 12 at Rudy's. So like, I was doing that like every day, and then I would also work like Saturdays and Sundays at Target, like just for like extra bread.
And then riding,
and then trying to ride,
yeah,
yeah, like, you know, trying to ride in between and do all that shit.
Good, but, shit, man. That's fucking,
yeah,
respect.
Dude.
I respect the shit out of that. You hustled.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah, dude. So
that is literally, that's grinding if I've ever heard it. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I did that for a little bit. And then I ended up getting a job in tech support, which I fucking loved, dude. It was so sick. I worked like in this office just at a call center, and it was like super chill, 8 to 5, like hour lunch,
stable,
kick-ass office.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so sick.
Nice.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Are you still working right now? Like, I know you got the bump to pro and you're on, are you on premium pro?
Yeah, so I'm on premium pro and kink pro.
Congrats.
Right now I'm just chilling. Thank you, man. Yeah, I was super stoked on that. That was like so mind blowing for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now I'm just chilling and just getting like side work with the homie Harrison. He owns like a company for himself.
What does he do?
So we do like waterproofing. So he's like, dude, this kid can fucking put a whole system in your basement in like 2 days.
Sick.
Like, yeah, like he's really good with that. So I've been trying to like hop on with him and learn a little bit.
Dope.
So,
that's,
yeah,
dope.
That's been really
I
fun.
Love that. Oh, he's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, dude, he's a grinder for sure.
I fuck with that. And he's incredible at bike riding too. I've never talked to him either, but you know, you two,
dude,
are.
This kid is insane. This fool did a switch footed hop switch whip today. Just like,
wow.
You know, bullshit. Yeah, just like having fun. Yeah, he's an extremely talented bike rider. It's insane.
When you start doing shit switch footed, it's just like, that's a, it's like learning how to ride a bike again. Like, even just,
dude,
bunny hopping switch footed is so weird.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, dude, how are you just like doing this, man?
Well, speaking of, I don't know, tricks, what is, what's your trick that you do but is really hard? Or like, what, you know what I mean? What's the hardest shit that you had to work for to learn how to do?
The hardest trick that I had to like work for, shit, dude, probably the fakie front flip, dude.
Yeah,
because like, yeah, I remember like it took me like at least like 2 years to land like one, because like I would like just go and do it, destroy a wheel, and then like be like, nah dude, it's not worth it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like periodically like flip-flop for it, but it's like something that I knew that like I wanted to get. So
it's a fucking
one,
awesome trick. Where'd you first try it? On concrete?
I first tried it at like a prefab skate park.
Still, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that one and probably like the flare to backlash that I did in my last part.
Yeah.
That one was definitely the hardest trick that I've probably ever done. Because like that was like three separate days of just like, you know, 2.5 hour long tries, 3 hour long tries, like
so
and
crazy.
Just slamming. Yeah.
And you could see, so I was also just watching the video, Daryl and Jay talking about you doing that trick and then your hair growth, like as.
Yeah, bro, it's so ridiculous, yo. It's like shaved to like full on pro.
Yeah, you worked for that one. So that means you were working on that pro part for a while, right?
Yeah, dude. Like, so like some of those clips were actually from like 2 Swamp Fests ago.
No shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So like we went on a North Carolina trip. So we did that. And then the rest of it was filmed in like Austin area.
Yeah. When you say like we went on a trip, who are you talking about?
Sorry. The Kink team.
Kink.
Yeah.
So
it was,
Kink
trip.
Who are you vibing with? Like who's on a Kink trip? Like I know the team. Dan, Nathan.
Yeah. Dan, Nathan, Hobie. Travis, Jacob,
killers, and, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love Travis,
big
man.
Dogs. Yeah. Dude, Travis is the fucking man, dude. Yeah. He is the goat.
best human to just hang out around. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And then just when he turns it on, he turns it on. Like he's like, yeah. I'm only gonna do hammers. Like, all right, man. Fucking
right,
nuts, bro.
Yeah, when he's on one, dude, he's definitely on. That's for sure.
All right, so aside from the flare to backlash, which I don't think anybody, well, maybe it's been done, but not on street and smooth on a free coaster like that. That's definitely untouchable. And anything in the process of filming that pro part that sticks out in your head?
Yeah. So I did a street fakie front flip in that one too. And that was like the only thing I ever wanted to do it, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna not do this trick anymore. Like I wanted one street one.
Nice.
And like just be good with it. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like yeah.
And it's a dangerous trick.
I've been looking for a while.
I'm wondering if it's you, but I saw a clip on Instagram of some dude doing a fakie front flip and their head is like this close to the coping, like an inch away. Such a dangerous
Dude, yeah, you get like super close.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. Who invented Kelly Bolton? Is that who first did the fakie front flip? Do you know?
Honestly, I don't even know. Yeah. It sounds about right.
A little younger. Who was who were your, so like, I don't know, when you started riding, I don't know, 2014, 15?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Who were you watching? Who were you stoked on back then?
So at the time, like my main idols were like Tony Hamlin, Simone, Dennis, and Garrett.
That's
for like my
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
That's fire. Yeah.
Yeah, those are like my top dudes. Cause like Simone just had the crazy like cassette swag. Garrett and Dennis are just ghosts, and like Hamlin like would do everything goofy footed and just make it look regular, and it looked so good.
Yeah,
because I rode left foot forward for like 2 years, and then I ended up switching my feet, and he was like a big inspiration to try and like learn how to do shit like regular, you know, and like
nice.
Both ways.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck yeah, that's amazing. So you can whip both ways. Do you fuck with the switch footed stuff? If you started riding left foot forward, you can do whips both ways.
Yeah, I can. I can get them both ways, but since I haven't done it in like a while, like I still have like certain tricks that I do like left foot forward, and then certain ones I do right foot forward. It's like mad weird.
Yeah. So we're talking about the Kink Pro video. How did, I'm sure like there's kids listening or, you know, fucking nobody could be listening for all I care. But like if a young rider is listening, how did you get sponsored? Was it an intentional thing? Like, did you put effort into it? Like what?
Honestly,
what happened?
It was kind of just like some shit that just happened. Like I would, I was posting a lot on Instagram and just going to like a lot of events around like my local area. Like every event that popped up, dude, I was like out going to it, you know, just showing up.
That's how you
and
do
then
it.
yeah, I also worked at a bike shop for a little while, so like that
Yeah.
helped with, you know, working with like you know, like sales reps and stuff like that, because that's how I met Montana Ricky. It's actually funny because,
Yeah.
dude, I rode this skate park with Montana Ricky like maybe a year before like I worked at this bike shop and started like actually interacting with him. So
No
like I
shit.
already
Yeah.
had like a little bit of a connection with him through
Cool.
that, and then working at the bike shop. So Merritt ended up like flowing me parts,
This
and
is
then
back
like I
in
still,
Jersey?
yeah, this is all back home in New
Yeah,
Jersey.
sick. So
And then
Merritt was the first, like Flow?
yeah, Merritt was the
Dope.
first Flow sponsor, hooking me up with the
Shout out
parts and stuff
Montana
like
Ricky.
that. Yeah, dude, he
That's
really
great.
he did a lot for me. They all did. Merritt was sick, and
Yeah.
I definitely like appreciate everything they did for me for sure.
Yeah, that's
So
dope. And then what about Kink?
yeah.
How did Kink? Well, I mean, I don't want to skip a sponsor. What happened in between, or what happened after Merritt?
So after Merritt, I didn't have like a sponsor for a little while probably. And then I was looking into getting on premium, and that was kind of like my first choice to go to a new team, just because they're like, they're a classic company. Harrington was on there, fucking,
Yeah.
you know, Shredder. And I just liked their parts. I always liked their older parts back in the day. So
Word.
It was just like more of a like a fan favorite pick, you know.
Yeah. That's
Nothing
some
like
shit that
too particular.
that could work though, both of them, right? Like does Merritt make
yeah
friends?
they
No,
don't make friends,
they're
they
just
just do
parts,
parts
and then
right now.
premium
Yeah,
is also parts, huh?
yeah,
Wait.
premium's also parts right now, but they have like Harrow as their like
Yeah,
parent
yeah,
company.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's such a small industry, man. It's kind of crazy. Like I worked at,
yeah.
you know, Sparky's and just seeing everything under one roof there. And then there's maybe, you know, five or six other like
Like other branches,
headquarters.
but like
Yeah.
still under one.
Yeah. And then just the, like the conflict between, you know, like parts sponsor and your frame sponsor and all that shit. So like,
yeah.
What's it like to be a pro? Like, did you get a contract that you have to sign? And like, are you, you
Yeah.
know, sending invoices and shit? What? How's the adjustment to
so,
being a pro BMXer gone?
Yeah. It was pretty, honestly, it's been pretty easy with Kink and Premium, because they don't put any like real stress on me. They're not like, yo, man, we need you to like go get these clips. They're like, dude, just go ride and have fun, which is like super sick.
Yeah, that's
you
so
know,
sick.
Like, I hate feeling like pressure to go perform. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, this is just something that I would be doing, like, whether I would be was getting paid for it or not. So I want it to be as organic as possible. You know what I mean?
Yep. I know
so,
exactly what you mean.
Yeah. So dealing with Kink, like, I am on a contract. You know what I mean? And there's definitely guidelines that I have to follow.
Yeah.
But they're not like, it's not anything crazy. Like, you know, I got to film, like, you know, 4 or 5 video parts in like a year, like something like
yeah.
that. Like, you know,
yeah.
I just have
you
to
must
ride
be
and have
Felix
fun.
Prangenberg.
Like... yeah, right, dude. He's insane, bro.
This
He's
was
got
his
so many
year, man.
This year.
Three,
dude,
four
yeah.
video
Even
parts.
Last year too.
Yeah,
Like,
for
man,
real.
Just putting in that work.
Unreal.
But
but
yeah,
I think I skipped over you getting on Kink. I started asking you what it's like to be on
yeah,
Kink, but
about...
tell me about getting on Kink.
Yeah, so that was just like, bro, super random. Like, I was fucking working at the bike shop, taking some mail out one day, and I just get a Rochester call, and I wasn't even going to answer it. And I was like, well, the only thing I know from Rochester is like Kink. So I answered it, and it was Jay, like Jay
nice.
The PM. And I was, and he was like, yo, man, like, you know, we're stoked on your riding. If you ever want to like think about riding for Kink, like, let us know. And I was like, nah, dude, like, put me on right now.
Yes.
Cause like, dude, yeah, it was wild, because Kink was literally, like, as a kid, I was like, yo, if I ever got sponsored by anybody, it would want to be Kink, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tamlin was, like, my favorite pro.
Yep.
Squash It was my very first video
Sean
part
Sexton.
That I ever watched.
Yeah,
yep. With the hop switch whips, butter.
Oof,
like,
so
yeah,
good.
Hiddle, like, Ben Hiddle with the pegless,
yep.
brakeless, backwards manuals and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was, like, it was definitely mind blowing that I even got that call that day. I was like, holy shit, dude, I can't even believe this is real.
I love that. Yeah, for real. That's, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. And then, so how long ago was, you got on Flow, maybe five or six years ago, and then you just got the bump to pro. What had, did they do anything like throw a cake in your face or give you a surprise or anything?
I didn't get any like huge surprise or anything like that, but honestly, like, just being able to release my video part that I dropped was good enough for me, because like, that video in particular was like super personal for me, because it was, in my opinion, it was like the first video part where I could like, you know, actually go all in and show like what I could really do, instead of just like going out on like, you know, a trip or something and just trying to like get some clips real quick. I actually took my time, you know what I mean? And was really happy with every clip that I got. So I also checked off like a bunch of tricks that like I've always wanted to do in the streets, like the fakie front flip, the double whip that I did over this hip was one that I was trying for a while too.
So sick.
Yeah, so that one was like super
so
sick for me.
What's your like process? Because I remember, I mean, when I still ride, but when I was like filming, I would learn a trick at the skate park and then watch skate videos and try and find a spot that could work for the trick that I just learned. Is that kind of, it sounds like that might be what you did.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. Yeah, I just fucking tried to like find shit that would work for what I need. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I knew that like the five hip spot where I did that double whip at, I like went there one day and just like roasted it. And I was like, yo, this is the spot for it.
Sick.
You know what I mean? And the last time I even ever tried a double whip was in 2018. Like, and I went to Argentina on a kink trip, and there was like this crazy big like bank fly out to flat, and I was trying it on that.
Huh.
But yeah, literally haven't tried a street one since then, and then just found the perfect one.
I just saw one today of you at that famous spot in New York.
Yeah.
Just casually double whipping that hip, dude. I was like, get the fuck out of here. It's not even transition. It's just like, right? It's no tranny. It's just a bunny hop double like, tail whip, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's unreal, bro. So real pause on Argentina for a second. Did you get to meet those legendary kids out there? Ian Alesso and Juan Batista? Do you know who they are?
No, I didn't.
So do you know who I'm talking about, though?
I do not.
Shit, you gotta get, I gotta put you on, I'll DM them to you on Instagram, but they've come up on literally every episode so far. They're just unbelievably good riders from Argentina, and so I figured if you guys were on a trip out there, maybe you would have met them. Maybe they were like at a jam or some shit that, anyway.
Maybe.
So that's dope, congrats. Do you have anything in the works right now with Kink? Like, are you working on another part?
No, I don't have any projects right now. I just got a camera myself, so I've just been like going rolling around with Harry and just catching whatever we get, you know what I mean? Just stacking whatever.
What camera?
It's a little HMC40, just, you know, something small and easy to use.
Yeah.
I like it because it's like super user friendly, because it's my first one, so I was like, you know.
Good for you, man. But, that's badass.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. I feel like every rider should be able to like film and edit, you know?
Yeah.
Do you got a fisheye for that thing?
I do. It's definitely a game changer, like, now that I have it, because, like, now it's, like, you know, even if I go out and I'm, like, not motivated to ride, I'm still motivated to, like, go and film the clips for the homie, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to, like, constantly be on my bike, like, doing a trick, you know, and getting frustrated. I can just be like, all right, like, I'll just have fun filming the dudes, you know?
Now you're talking my language, dude. I got into filming because I compound fractured my tailbone on a rail, and then I was out of it, and then I couldn't really ride, but I wanted to still get out with the boys, so I became the dedicated filmer. What I'm gonna look up this camera. What camera did you say?
HMC 40. Yeah.
Oh, sick. That's chilling. That's super easy. That's like a HD version of a VX, you know, like
pretty much
on it and boom. What do you got good, an Opteca or something?
Yeah, Opteca like 72 mil or some shit like that.
Yeah, fire. Good for you, man. That's dope. Do you have to turn off the This is nerdy shit, but it, like when you put the fisheye on, you have to turn off the internal stabilization on the camera.
Yeah, because it'll be like mad shaky on
it. Yeah. You learned that already?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. My homie was like, yo, dude, make sure you do this. Like my homie, I told my dude, John Woods, and he just sent me like a whole settings list. He's like,
I know John
just send
Woods.
It to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. Dude, he's the man. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
he's
awesome.
Yeah. They're fucking, he's so sick. I love going out with him.
But yeah, you got to turn off autofocus and then turn off the stabilizer and then you're in fisheye mode and then vice versa for when you're in long lens. Dude, that's a good choice to get that camera because like if you're working with like a DSLR, you have to like rig it out and get a handle and external microphone and shit.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah.
And also like it's just not like a DSLR and like all that stuff is just not the look that I'm like going for. I like the grainy like.
Yeah,
you know, VX shit. Like I want like that, like deadline grain. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Legendary video right there.
Yeah. All
right, so let's. That's dope. You guys, film a part or film a split with you and Harrison. That'd be fire.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, dude, that's what we might do.
Premium. So Joey Cobbs, I love that man.
Yeah.
What's it been like with Premium and? When did that happen?
So that happened in January this year, I believe. Yeah, January of this year. And it's been going really good, dude. Joey's the man. He helps me out with anything.
Is he the one who reached out and put you on?
So I actually went through J-Ro to see, like, who was, like, you know, around. And I was like, yo, like, this is kind of like what I want to do leaving there. Like I'm trying to get on Premium and he actually hooked it up for me.
Sick.
So he helped me out with that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how that works. You meet one dude and then, you know.
Yeah. Right. And it just like just opens up.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
So started in January. I saw that you had a welcome video. Was that all filmed with Joey?
Yeah. That was all filmed with Joey probably in like, 3 days.
3 days. Like no shit.
Yeah. I went out to San Diego to do like it was only supposed to be like a few clips for like Insta, but we ended up just getting a bit more. Dope. And then like after that was over, I went to LA to film a bike check with Colin. I mean not Colin, Calvin.
Sick.
Calvin Kosovich, yeah.
Dope. What's Calvin like? I've never hung out with him.
Oh man, I love hanging out with Calvin. He's like, I haven't been on as many trips with him, but like every time I go on a trip with him, he's just the best dude to hang around. He's always positive and he's always giving me like the best advice that I could, you know, need if I'm like staring at a rail too long or like, you know, a little sketched out about something. He's just like, dude, he just knows what to say. You know what I mean? He's like,
because he does big ass shit, dude. He's like,
he does
he's
the
mental.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He handles it too. Like,
that's the shit that you gotta like click your brain off and just go.
Yeah, you
just
gotta
flip
that switch and just like hit it.
Hog mode.
So, yeah, for real.
Do you struggle with that? Like, do you get scared at big stuff?
Dude,
or?
Yeah. It's been a battle for sure. Cause like, especially recently, cause I'm not really like, I'm getting more into like riding bigger rails and stuff like that I don't really do.
Yeah.
So like that has been like a big battle for me like over the years is just being comfortable with like doing more handrail stuff.
Yeah.
More like, you know, lengthier grinds and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly like trying to break myself out of it, but especially cuz like I also had like I tore my ACL like 2 years ago and that has been like a huge mental battle for me cuz I'm like I'll run up to something big and I'm like, oh shit, like I step out
if?
Wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So like that's always like just playing in my head. But like you said, you just gotta like shut it off because like you know if you go for it, you're gonna do it. So
there's something about like, I don't know, some hippy dippy shit, but manifesting. Like if you really are thinking about what can go wrong, like it's more likely to go wrong. If you're thinking only about like if you're visualizing yourself doing it, then you know, it's more likely to go well.
Yeah, not real shit. It's so funny. I fucking, it's like this fucking Instagram thing, like the Instagram music where it's like, if it's scary to jump, then jump, like that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's like the smartest fucking, like damn, that shit's real, you know?
It's a good sound.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit.
What is, speaking of scary, what's the scariest trick you've ever, or clip that you've ever gotten?
Oof. Shit, dude, I don't even know. Damn, dude, I don't know. I would probably say this, like, kinked ledge ice from my pro part, because it's definitely, that was like the biggest grind that I have ever done.
Hell yeah.
So that was definitely sketchy. To be honest, I can't really tell, like, can't really pick like the scariest thing that I've done.
Right, yeah, because it's all kind of a little bit scary, BMX riding.
Yeah,
you know?
it's all a little bit sketchy, you know, like, yeah. So
why'd you move? You're not going back to Austin? You live in Jersey now?
Yeah, so I'm back in Jersey right now. I moved back mainly because Austin was just kind of going up in price, and I just ended up getting a better, you know, living situation in Jersey.
Nice.
Lower rent cost, and I get to be with like three other homies in a house with the backyard, like for my dog. So,
oh, sick. To, like, you Austin. Got a dog.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's the best.
What kind of dog?
Oh, shit. What happened?
You're good. Still there.
There she is.
Hey, what's up? Big mama?
Swiss Shepherd Lab.
Dope. Trip?
Yeah.
My dog Trip was sitting right here. He's probably shitting somewhere in the house right now. How long have you had that dog?
So I've had her for like, say, 3 years now.
You got her in Austin?
Probably like two. Yeah, I got her in Austin from a roommate who was like, dude, didn't take care of her at all. So I basically just like rescued her from him.
Good.
It was like, yo, this is gonna be my dog now.
Hell yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I can't believe I waited until I was like 31 or turning 31 to get a dog, and then as soon as I got it, I was like, why did I wait so long? Like, this is the best. This shit. It's like responsibility and shit, but the love, and it's like,
dude,
if you're out there and you're listening and you don't have a dog, get a fucking dog. It's fucking ridiculous.
Honestly, they're like the best for your mental health. Like on a bad day, dude, like she's just there to like pick me up, and I'm like, all right, you know, I don't feel so bad anymore.
Like okay,
how can you
mama.
Be mad with it? Yeah, I can be mad with this little teddy bear right here.
Yeah. I love that, man.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend or anything?
Nah, no trick right now.
Working just on it?
Kind of
when you're at
through.
Spots, do you swipe on Tinder?
Nah, dude, I'm not like, I don't really use Tinder or anything like that. I'm just like, I guess more organic, like, I'm
all
also
organic,
like kind of shy too.
So
if it happens, and like if it doesn't, I'm fine with that, because I'm just doing my own thing anyway. So
yeah, dude, my parents used to say that I was dating my bike, because instead of like trying to go out with girls, I would just go to the skate park every single night. And it is what it is, you know.
Like the homies, you know, they're clowning me all the time. They're like, oh, you get no bitches, but it's like just out riding, having fun, dude. I don't know. Like,
Casey gets no bitches, but he could flare the backlash, so fuck off. that's all my notes, dude. I do want to talk about, I don't know, Kendama. Is there anything like in the works there? Like,
no,
you seem like you're good enough to be sponsored Kendama wise.
Thanks. I kind of stopped playing really, like once COVID kind of ended. Like, I still play, but it's more just, like, here and there as a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, I get bored, like, playing video games. I'm like, I'm going to go play Dom in the Yard for an hour.
Yeah.
So, that's cool, yeah.
And that's cool to set up, like, a period of time. It's something meditative about Kendama, because you're, like, failing for 45 minutes, and then you get one moment of, like, I landed the bird, flip bird.
Dude,
whatever.
It's, like, so, like, especially when COVID was going down, like the relation from Kendama to riding was like too easy for me, you know what I mean? I was like I got on and I was like, oh dude, I could sit here and grind a trick and like get the same satisfaction as like doing something on my bike. Like, this is it.
It's pretty dope.
I mean?
Yeah Who got you on a Kendama? You just like you see Reed Stark bring it into the BMX world?
Reed So my homies fucking came down. My homie Josh moved, or didn't move, but came to visit me in Austin for like a month, and he brought one. And I was like, yo, like, let me fucking see this thing, and just started playing with it. And like within like 3 days of him being there, I went to the store and bought one.
Hell
and just
yeah.
Started picking it up. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the craziest shit that you can do on a kendama? I know it's been a while or whatever, but like, I don't even know the names of the tricks, man.
I can, like, the craziest trick that I could probably like do pretty good is like a 1-2-3 lunar flip. So like you do one flip, two flip, and then three, yeah. And then, you know, to the spike. And that shit is like fucking ridiculous.
A 1-2-3 lunar flip. What's a lunar flip?
Yeah. So like. Again,
oh, we got it. We got it right here. Okay, yeah.
And you flip it forward and then back. So it does one, and then you do double and then triple.
Yeah, that's crazy. All the tricks that you can, it's infinite. You watch, you've watched like pro kendama videos then, because those dudes it's like unfathomable. And you like watch it as a layman. Oh, yeah, gone. Yeah.
No. One of my, friends Joe is like a pro for this company called Crom, and sick. He like watching him play in person is like fucking ridiculous, because he's doing like 30 juggles and then like tapping it 4 or 5 times and then going back and like,
yeah, it's like Matrix type shit. It's like you see the world in slow motion, but that's just what practice is all about. You tore your ACL. How fucked was that, like mentally and then physically? Like, do you have, you know, I mean, you're still young, so you can probably just hop out of the van and shred, but are you like taking care of yourself? Are you eating good? Are you going to the gym? What's your health like?
Dude, I haven't been doing a whole lot of anything really. Like, it's been the fucking cheeseburger diet and, you know, Arizona iced teas.
You're still young.
Yeah. But honestly, when it first happened, though, I was doing a lot better, because I was doing, like, yoga every day, and I was like, like, I can't fucking slip on this, because, like, if I, you know, slack up for a little bit, like, it'll stiff up, like, and the best thing to do is, like, try and keep moving, you know?
Stretching.
So, like, it happened. I tore my ACL, and then, like, dude, like, 2-3 days later, I was, like, getting on a yoga, doing like foam rolling and everything, just trying to stay as active as I can, like with what mobility I had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, bro, like I feel like if I didn't do any of that yoga for the time period that I did, because I did it for like at least like 6-7 months until I was able to like really, you know, go out and ride street comfortably.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, like riding wise. I feel like I'd be like kind of held back. So,
Well, good for you. Don't stop doing it because you're all healthy now. Do yoga
more.
Yeah,
I need to get back on it.
Put the cheeseburgers down,
sure,
and then fucking do some yoga. That's dope.
Yeah, right. Drop the 4 for 4s, dog.
I see the burn slow sticker behind you, and I was just DMing with it's Adam, right? That runs it. Did you get to meet him while you were out? Where is he? He's in Texas, right?
Yeah, Adam's in Austin. And, dude, yeah, he's super cool. I love kicking it with Adam. We did, like, a burn slow trip. Yeah, burn slow trip. Yeah, burn slow trip to Houston. And that was super fun. And, like, Adam just, we did, like, this photo shoot in this Airbnb. And Adam made it, like, super cool. Like, brought hella weird masks and shit. Just, like,
sick.
No, just dudes having fun. It was cool.
He's an artist, man. I love it. I DM'd him today. I was like, I want to put something on the wall from Burn Slow, like up there, you know? I just love his graphic design is sick. I fuck with the company heavily. Like, dude, I go to a workout class now, and it's a bunch of moms and like maybe, I don't know, 30-year-old girl, and she's got her water bottle, and then there's a big bright orange Burn Slow sticker on it. And I pulled her. I was like, yo, do you ride BMX? Like, or do you have a boyfriend that rides BMX or something? She's like, yeah, it's my boyfriend. He rides BMX and he loves Burn Slow. And I was like, tell him to look up Mediocre at Best. Have you ever seen Mediocre at Best? Not to talk about my own shit. You have?
No, dude, I have. Yeah. Sick. That was like one of my favorite videos, actually, like back in the day.
Dope. That feels good, man. Because I'm, you know, I hit you up to do this podcast, and I was like, I don't even know if you know who I am at all or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
That's dope, man. Well, I appreciate it. I don't know how long we've been going, but I'm, you know, I'd let you get back to hanging out with the boys.
Yeah, dude, it was great talking.
Before we go, I want to get from everybody, like, shout out, you know, who needs more recognition, like, so name, you know, five writers that you love watching that maybe not everybody knows about, you know.
Ooh. Let's see. Honestly, I can't really think about a lot of new writers, because I haven't really followed like the scene like super heavy. I kind of just like, I don't really watch like a lot of new videos. Yeah, like the new generation of writing is like so crazy talented. Like,
yeah,
like there's the dude that dropped that like 1 minute fiend video. I don't know who he is, but he just got on. He like, it was just like a whole banger section of like hammers.
It's not Eli Taylor, right? Or is it?
No, nah, it wasn't.
It was
Eli.
just like a new one that just dropped. Yeah, yeah, like a week ago or some shit. Yeah, I watched that. Yeah. That was pretty wild too. I'll figure out his name and put him on here.
Yeah.
What else?
There's a couple local dudes out here that I feel are like just killing it. One of my favorite dudes to watch ride is Marcus Hoyt, the tire ride god. Yo, he can.
Yes.
Dude, New York tire ride king, yo. He can do any tire ride he wants to.
Did he do the one over the car at Dawn of the Streets?
Yeah, dude. Okay. I remember one day me and him went out, and I watched this full tire ride, like, this, like, long fucking, like, 25, 30 set handrail, like, straight over the back and just, like, dialed in the whole way. I was, like, mind blown.
That's a crazy trick. That's the trick Marcus that, like... Even if you don't ride bikes, you're like, what? He rode his bike on that round rail, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mark is somebody that I definitely want to see, like, more of, like, out there in the scene. And he's been doing it for himself, like, for a minute. Ever since I was a kid, like, going out, I've been riding with Marcus. So.
Sick. Yeah, let's get one more.
Him? Let's see. One of the local homies from our area, he's not picked up by anybody, but like his name's Mark Pohl, BMX. I think it's like MARCPOOLE or something like that. But
okay.
Dude, kid's like 16 years old, bro, and he's like, dude, so far ahead, like doing like feeble whips, cab whips.
Like, Mark Pohl.
Kid, yeah, he's just been killing it lately, and like, he used to come to like all of the jams that we used to throw, because we do this thing like called Dirty Jersey,
okay,
and that's like our crew around here, and we'll like throw events at the local skate parks, and every jam he's at, dude, he's just fucking throwing hammers, dude, like inspirational rider to watch, because like you see him get broke and he's like, all right, I'm just gonna do it, dude, and like stomps it, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, he's got that spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dude, I love watching him ride and kicking it with him. Oh, dude, also Stone Kepler.
Stone Kepler, I've heard of. He's the young homie from Austin, right?
From Austin, yeah dude.
Stone.
That kid is the man.
Yeah.
That kid is
how old is he even?
When he's older. I think he's about like 14 now.
Yeah, like, young
something
buck,
like that.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, just out there getting it. I used to go ride street with him, yo, and he's just like, just giddy to go get it. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I love the vibes when I'm going out riding with Stone. So
I miss being 15 and 16 and going out and pedaling around. That was like the best times of my life, you know?
Yeah, for real, dude.
Who does the BMX world know anybody that you're living with right now? Who walked by the camera right there?
So I'm actually living with Harrison Arcari.
Oh, no shit.
So he's my roommate, cool. Yeah.
That's what's up.
So. That's been super sick.
Is he on Animal Pro now?
No, he's still on Animal Am, and still on King Am.
Dope. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Tell him I say hi.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, whenever I'm out with Nick Bonnell, your guys' names come up all the time, because we're talking about Animal and Harrison. Harrison and Casey, you guys are the hot shit right now. Not to blow smoke up your ass, but you guys... You deserve all the shit that you get, man. I love watching you write. Your style is incredible. Your like
Thank
spot
you,
selection
really
and choice,
that.
It's beautiful. And yeah, fucking A.
Dude, yeah. Thank you.
Good job. I think we podcasted. I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Has it been an hour? Either way, thanks for doing this. It's nice to virtually meet you. I've never talked to you before, so that's new for the podcast. And
yeah, absolutely.
Glad I asked, and I'm glad you were down to do it.
But yeah, dude, it's been mad fun being on, just talking, getting to shoot the shit, you know.
Any we always end it with like advice for young kids. What would you say to young up and coming BMX kiddos?
The main thing that I would say is to just keep it fun. Like, do what you think is fun. Like, if you're trying a trick for an hour and you're just getting frustrated because it's super hard, like, it's okay to put it down and like go do something else. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just not feeling that trick, then maybe you're just not feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's always been a problem with me, is like, I get super frustrated with myself because I like don't land something, and then it takes the fun away from everything, and then I don't want to ride anymore.
Yeah.
So like, just keep BMX fun. Keep, you know, keep it interesting, and don't stress yourself out, because you know you could be struggling on this trick for an hour today and get it in 10 minutes tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
for
it's
real.
It's just the game. You know, it's just how it goes. So
some damn good advice. All right. Cayenne?
Yeah.
Casey Starling. It's been a treat, man.
Thank you, man. It's been great talking to you too.
Oh, bonus segment. We got Daryl and Casey here to discuss Welcome to Kink Pro Casey video. Welcome, Daryl.
What's up, y'all?
And welcome back, Casey.
What up?
So, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
We're shared. We can all see it. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna let it run with music, dude. Fuck it.
Got to.
The song slaps.
Fun fact.
The song is mad good,
Casey picked this song.
Great choice, Casey.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Black Pumas.
Black Pumas. Yeah, they're from Austin too, huh?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Sorry, my dogs are freaking out.
The people will forgive us. Whoa.
That's what I said.
What's the story on that?
Duke?
Yeah, Duke. It was in North Carolina. We like pulled up on it, like hit it like a couple times, and it just like fell apart.
Spot's crazy. Like, Nathan did like up pegs over hard cab bar off the little block thing, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, there were spots ridiculous. It was like,
yeah, it was pretty crazy.
We're just cruising Duke and kind of found it. We had a tough day that day. Duke was not very welcoming. So Casey was gonna do like pegs manual and then nose back ledge, long as fuck back ledge.
Yeah, I was getting like close up to the ledge and then started filming it, and like on the like fourth or fifth try, the rail just like buckled.
Wasn't meant to be.
It was just a wrap for it.
Is there anything else in the video from Duke? That's crazy that you guys are at Duke. I only think of basketball when I think of Duke. I don't think of spot.
Legendary. Actually,
I don't.
Casey's feeble hard fakie whip line that was like a guest clip in August.
Yeah,
that was like right, like at the same exact spots, just like right up the street.
Oh, sick.
But yeah, I think that was it from the Duke session.
That's kind of, it feels random to me that you guys were in North Carolina. Well, was there a kink trip just you two?
Yeah, it was a kink trip. With like. I think it was AG, Travis, who else was on? Nathan and
Dan.
I think Hobie. Dan, yeah.
It It was like the champagne squad.
We were going to like swamp. Yeah, it was champagne and going to like Swamp Fest.
Sick. Yep. That's fine. All right. We should leave.
I guess we'll save that one.
Golly. Take note of the hair.
Yeah.
All right. We got one inch of hair here. I got a question for you, Daryl. Did you bust out a real Super 8 or whatever for this?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be mad if you faked it, because I've been thinking about faking it for some shit, but that's,
I feel like you can just tell.
You can, for sure.
I've never seen anybody really convince me, so yeah.
Or maybe they have and you never know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, true.
I've legit never held one of those cameras in my hands.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one of those things I've always kind of wanted to, but
yeah,
never really happened.
That's surprising to me.
Okay, actually, before we get into it, who initiated this shit? I know, so like Casey and I talked and you moved down to Austin to, you know, and but you were already getting flowed from Kink. How did this partnership form? How did you guys start working on this?
Go ahead, Case.
Well, yeah, most of it was like filmed. So like I did have a lot of clips that were saved up from these trips. And then moving down to Austin, and just being closer to Daryl, it was just like a better opportunity to actually like get a video part going.
Sick. So like you had already had footage, but it was just kind of like not being put anywhere, and then you added onto it by filming this.
So we were like filming for Champagne, and I don't know how or why this decision was made, but basically we decided that we wanted to like, we thought making a Casey Welcome to Pro Team video would make more of a splash than like just another part in this already stacked video. We wanted to make Casey's like welcome like special, you know? So kind of wanted all the attention on him for this one. So while we were filming for Champagne, like on some of these trips, Casey was stacking, and we like, you know, once it came time to release the video, I had a few clips in mind that I wanted to showcase in August's part. And then we knew the rest of it, like we wanted to make something special to like do this right. And, you know, as you see, it was released on January 1st. Like we, it was very like purposely done, you know?
Yeah. It's a new year.
Yeah.
New start.
Yeah. We wanted to like come out swinging, because we had just put out the video, and, you know, Champagne was still like, still kind of reeling from that. And then we like backed it up with like this epic Casey part, you know?
Yeah, this definitely made a splash. I remember.
Yeah.
Man, sure. It's crazy to think that it feels like forever ago. It is. It's like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I know.
It's
so
wild.
So much has happened since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Daryl, why is that the opening clip?
Well, I knew I was going to use that Super 8 stuff, like the Super 8 portrait and stuff for the intro.
Oh, yeah, it's matching.
The same spot, and I just like kind of like the way it matched. So
yeah.
He's wearing the same kit and all that stuff. So I was like, we got a clip of that spot. Let's run it.
That makes sense. That's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard on this one, too.
That gap is gotta be bigger than it. I mean, it looks pretty big in this clip too, but that seems burly, like a good distance, dude.
Yeah, it's a good size one. The Kink is like real good on it though, and just like shot me straight over.
Nice. It's how many tries?
Maybe like five or six, probably, to like really get over it.
It was pretty quick.
Hell yeah, I love that. What do you think would be harder? Gap hard 180 or gap easy 180?
I say gap easy 180.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I feel like hard way you could just pull more. Like,
yoink it.
I feel like, yeah, you know, just fucking stretch it.
That's wild. I wish I could do double peg hard 180. It's always eluded me. Anyway.
It's So yeah, if you remember some of these spots where like
yeah, some champagne hit. Clips heavy went down yeah. there. Okay. Casey, what was it like being on champagne trips with, I'm trying to remember the epic clip that was on here. Nathan did something on this, right?
Yeah, Nathan did crook switch whip and then Kobe hanger 180 from the backside of it, like up that driveway.
Yeah, that's so and, wild.
Like, dude, yeah, that was insane, bro. He like just came hauling ass and just fucking handled that.
Looks like California.
It's very California.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like three blocks from Calvin's LA apartment, so
sick. You that's see a good spot. That's a famous spot now, yeah. Thanks to Kink Guys. Was there shit on it? Like, is it a known spot, or did you guys kind of
think Calvin it? Found it just because it was in his neighborhood? I haven't seen it skated, but it's a ridiculous skate spot. We actually had to knock on the door of the house and ask them if they would move their cars, and it was like an apartment building. And the people moved their cars for us.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're honestly got, like, yeah.
Two of the heaviest clips in champagne came from that spot, you know?
Shout out to those apartment dwellers. That's fucking yeah. awesome, dude. I love it. I love these.
Yeah, the both
Which
ways.
One's so good?
That thing is tall. That's got to be bar height or like a little bit under. That's a, like...
Yeah, it was probably a little under, but it was long.
Yeah.
That's a Will Stroud, like, throwback Raleigh spot.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the run-up on that one was real weird, too.
On the hanger?
On the switch hanger, because I had to, like, swoop around and do, like, two cranks and, like, just hold on
and just send it. So there's a good run up from this side. That's easy. You did that.
Yeah.
Just basically running into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And then just yeet.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so good, bro. And it like slaps to the song, like the slow mo.
Yeah.
Song's perfect.
On that chord. I don't know music terms, but I know when it like. Oof, it hits.
Yeah, Casey got a lot. Like, this is North Carolina as well. Like, you got a lot of trip.
Mm.
Yeah, there was a lot from there.
This is a good story.
Talk to me. I was trying to get the one whip on that. And, dude, yeah, I like went back a couple times. One time, like, the cops were there, started doing it, like, got like a flat and just like couldn't get it, so I just ended up getting the truck. I was like, all right, I just gotta come back for it. But
so also, you like... just like you settled for a truck, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous to even say out loud.
Yeah, when I was watching it earlier, I saw this second angle and I was like, damn, Daryl's in there. And then I stopped it frame by frame on the fisheye and it's just perfectly framed, like
thanks, dude.
Boom, that's money.
Dude,
front that was a funny right one. Like that, the building right there is an Olive Garden.
Nice.
So this spot was like super far north, especially for me. Yeah. So we would just like, Casey's feeling the one whip today, so let's like go see what happens. And there was no way to tell like if there's gonna be cars there, you know.
Yeah. So just throw on the dice.
If there was a car in any one of those three spots, it was pretty much unrideable.
Yeah.
I think. He tried the one whip like, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 times?
I tried it like a few times and then
he
like
actually sent it.
Ended up getting a pinch flat on one. Yeah. I like landed like too back heavy and just like basically slid to my back, kind of.
But you didn't hit your head?
No. Nah.
Nice. That's the fear of like on big 180s is the loop out and then like not being able to stiffen your neck tight enough. Back. Yeah.
But the truck is crazy too, because if you watch the like where he's coming from up top, it's skinny up there. So when he does the carve for the three, he like almost hits his bars on the.
Oh
like,
yeah, that's right.
Close.
Yeah, like mad tight.
That's the little shit that you don't see when you watch a video like this. Like
for sure.
And again, like, I think we might have said
it's like yeah.
Video doesn't do it justice. If you go there and look at it, you're like, wait, he carved for the truck. He has to be so close to this edge right here. I see.
Like he could have washed out of that thing and just died. But
yeah, for real. do a front tire edger on the grass
back. Yeah, right.
Yeah, for real. I'm just slide out.
It's money, dude. I love it. All right, let's bring the tunes back. Ooh, what shirt are you wearing? Everybody's
That's my homie's shirt, Legendary Mid.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like, I forget whose brand it was, but everyone's fucking, you know? Yeah. Do you guys remember that shirt?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That LaShawn and Reed or something?
Yeah, and then Siglock. Yeah, everybody's fucking. Anyway, that's cool. This was fucked. That's so awesome. Uphill landing and everything. Is there a story behind this one?
That one I tried it a few times. I kind of just honestly I just tried it really. Cause I think we went there, we pulled up on that spot like a couple times, right?
Yeah.
Is this a bust spot? This is Cali. I know.
It was like a hot new LA spot. But I don't know. We didn't really have any problems there.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it was pretty chill. We got a couple clips there.
The footage looks so crispy, Daryl. What is this filming on?
That was that Panasonic EVO 1.
Okay, gotcha.
It was like their FX, basically.
Yeah. So clean. I love that, dude. You didn't like this. I actually thought about this earlier when I watched this, like looking at the camera, but this is obviously a second angle for the actual trick. But instead of showing the second angle of the trick again, you just show this look. It's so fire. I love that choice.
Because he ran right into the
hole. And and now he's rolling backwards from it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I just did it.
Yeah, bitch. What does that shirt say? Unsubscribe? What the hell is going on?
King shirt. King tea. Yeah.
Sick. Unsubscribe. Hey, don't unsubscribe to this. All right. Hobie.
Yeah.
So, when you get a clip like that, is that just midday? Are you celebrating? What's the vibes? Is this a kink trip in LA?
Yeah, this is another kink trip to LA. Filming for Champagne, I believe, still.
Yeah.
Towards the end, right?
Yeah, we were like kind of wrapping things up.
That's dope. And we talked about that.
Yeah, that was like one of my first times like even riding LA, actually.
Sick.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Not too shabby of a clip.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the same spot?
Yeah, this is the same spot, just like...
On the opposite side. Okay, got you.
It's like 2 days later or something.
Yeah. Well, this clip stuck out to me. It make no sense, dude.
Yeah.
Is there a skate stopper you just saw right there?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I had to go... I somehow went over the skate stopper. On the cab, Smith.
There's multiple skate stoppers. I thought maybe it was not skate stopped all the way.
No, yeah, I'm just like, dude, somehow it just worked out.
Real. You caught the gap.
Yeah.
Psh, ballsy. Good on you. This is Buck.
Yeah, that was a good hop. That was probably one of the scariest pegs over I've ever done.
I would say so, yeah. That's a big boy. Pegs over is one of those things like it kind of like looks easy when you watch it in videos, but then actually doing it on something like this is like, shit.
Damn. More North Carolina.
Oh, the Harrington rail.
What did Harrington do there?
He did like over pegs, exit pegs. Yeah, basically. He did, He probably pedal crooked it or some shit, over pedal crooked.
I'll have to dig through some Josh Harrington clips. The Harrington rail. Where is this? Yeah. This is North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was kind of in the hood. And I remember the cops came and they were like, you guys just be safe.
They were like, you guys all right? Just like. Make sure you guys don't, go too far into the projects.
They're like, do you know where you guys are?
Who's this in the background? Is this homies or hood rats?
Yeah, I think that's homies.
Dudes.
I think that's Dan.
Yeah, dude, riding spots in the hood is either really fun and cool or scary or sometimes both. Like the especially like the little young ones come out and they're like, "Oh my god, let me ride your bike." You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
And then
those are the ones you gotta watch out for, yeah.
Yeah, for real. Slippery.
Dude, yeah.
Solid clip.
Still naming their YouTube videos "Riding BMX in the Hood."
Yeah, for real. I wonder what he's up to. He got some YouTube traction with those John Hicks, right?
Yeah.
BMX riding through the hood, 100% dangerous.
I'm pretty sure I just saw, like, when you brought up YouTube, I'm pretty sure I just saw an Adam like thumbnail of him like riding in the most scary neighborhood in New York City or something.
Naturally, you know?
Like, okay, tradition carries on.
That's clickbait titles, dude. This is such a clickbait Starling. Casey Starling, welcome to the pro team. I'm clickbaited. All right, this is a really cool ledge.
Yeah, look great.
Where is it? Look at this freeze frame that I'm pausing on, dude. What check is this?
Yeah, the Jordan.
That like sums up how Casey gets out of stuff right there.
Yeah, you're a gymnast. Do you have like a background in shit in like athletics and gymnastics and bailing?
I've rode like I skated when I was younger and just like, you know, up just doing a whole bunch of action sports.
Yep. Yeah. Right, here we go. Let's see what you got. On such a short ledge. It's wild. So
yeah.
That's amazing.
That was a battle. That one kind of sucked. I was like, oh, so over it. I was like, why is this not working?
This is one of those. So at the end of our earlier earlier portion of this podcast, your advice to everybody is like, keep it fun. Like you can get, if something's too hard, give it up and move along. How long did this one take?
Dude, I was there for probably like an hour and a half.
Like, do it sometimes.
Getting into the backwardsmith. Cause like you said, it's so small.
Yeah.
So like I'd be going for the hard way and be like at the end of the ledge and like falling out of it, or like my back wheels, like, you know.
Yeah. I know, just exactly barely there. You got to go snail's pace and just pop.
Dude, that's, and just pull straight up. Yeah.
But, that's wild. I mean, there's a certain point into trying a trick where it's like, it's like, I can't call it now, you know, like let's give it, you know, let's give it at least another 30 more minutes, which can feel like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Very well filmed, by the way, Daryl. Everything's on point.
Appreciate you.
That's a tricky one, dude. Oh, did this take a lot of tries or no? Yeah, this is spot use.
No,
on a
I
billion.
Got this one.
That was easy.
I got this sick one pretty quick. It was the first time I've ever did like the crook over.
No
I
shit.
I would do like snaggle popovers most of the time. And I just found a good spot for it. So that's, I was really hyped on this one.
The way you use the spot is fire. Oh.
Yeah.
Were you going so fast? Oh yeah, okay. Oh, who said "Oh my god" in the background?
Nathan.
Nathan.
Yes. Oh my god.
I think that was Nathan's first trip with Casey, and he was like, "What the hell is wrong with this kid?
Who is this man?" It makes it so much funnier that it's Nathan saying, "Oh my god!"
You're gonna shock anyone. Like that's who
for
is.
Real. Good job, Casey. I love this one. This is one of the ones where we were talking earlier in this episode and you were saying like you had ideas in mind locally. This is in Texas, no?
Yeah,
this is in Austin.
Is this one of the ones that you were like, I want to do, that was on a list?
So this one wasn't really on a list. I was honestly just inspired by Garrett, really, because he did one in Deadline on this like super low ledge and I was like, damn dude, he did that so good, I gotta do one.
Sick.
So like, yeah, I was like, yo, like that would be a good ledge for it.
Fire.
It's so that ledge is big too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Pretty, it's tall.
Happy to see some kendama.
Yeah,
some juggling vibes. Spikes. Yeah. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah, this was definitely on the list.
Pew, pew. We had a squat.
Dude, it's wild because, like, The one that you just did in New York at those famous banks looked like it was way easier than this. Like, have you gotten better at street double whips since this video came out? Is that just what?
Well, I've done like a handful, like here and there, like not street, but like I did one at House Park, like in between this one and the one recently.
Yeah.
And that one came like pretty good. So
you don't do honestly, this like consistently? You don't consistently send double whips?
I honestly, dude, I just think it's like some spots just got pop. Yeah. Like, I feel like those spots just got the pop for it.
And the one that I just saw on Instagram worked. Was so good, dude. Yeah. I think I don't know.
Thanks, yeah.
Unreal. And obviously this one too, but I mean it looks like this was harder for you than the one that you just did in New York.
Was the other one downside case?
This one actually, the other one was downside. Honestly, this one I got in
that makes so much sense.
Like two or three tries. Like
nice.
It was like crazy quick. Like I wasn't even prepared to really like do it. We just pulled up because we were filming for the Day in a Life video with me and Dan.
People Revert Bar were both like, we were filming for something else that day, and he was just got two hammers, like just cuz,
dude. I love it. And that makes a lot of sense that you pointing out that it was topside versus downside. That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. It's like, yeah, okay. It just clicked. That's either way, man.
More effort.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I also want to point out, this is awesome.
Yeah, this one.
Shout out to who's the first person you've seen do a nose manual tail whip?
Schmalik.
I was going to say Alec. Yeah. And he did it on a flat ledge.
The straight nose to just like drop whip.
That's unreal. I still don't know if like many people can touch that, but this is pretty solid.
I don't know.
And I wanted to point out that every single clip so far, ladies and gentlemen, his feet are right foot forward. Keep that in mind.
Not many people notice that shit, man.
Yeah.
It's still something I don't really understand about Casey, but
we'll get there. I love this.
This one was work.
How did it feel to get some love from Brad Sims after that?
Dude, it was pretty mind-blowing. Brad's like, he's always like chill, calm and collected, and then like for him to really like show up and be like, yo, you killed it, it was like it was a good feeling.
It's special.
Sure. Yeah.
Shout out to Brad Sims, man. OG.
He's like on the phone with his agent or something right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that clip one more time. You timed the manual 180 pretty perfectly.
I was like,
really did you have to work for this? I feel like this is super tech.
Yeah. No, I put in some work for that one. Oh, it was like an hour or something like that. But I had just learned the fakie mani whip, and like I just really wanted to do one, so I was like, all right, I just gotta get this line and then just bang it out.
How does one learn the fakie mani whip? Did you just try? Did you just try it on flat ground?
No, I learned it on that spot like a couple like weeks before. I was just going and like doing the hop up fakie manual and just kicking it, and just was like just seeing what happened, and I got it under me like one time, and then. Just took like, it from I can there, do this.
That's
dope.
He did it so good too.
Yeah. Beautifully done, Casey. Where is that? I feel dumb. That looks like a Capitol building of some sort.
Yeah, that's the Capitol.
Of
the Austin.
Of Austin. Boom. Yeah. You can see the Austin flag. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah.
It's a dope shot.
Thank you.
We talked about this earlier. This is like, what'd you say earlier? That's
that was probably the biggest grind I've done.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Is this also in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dope. Looks like an old building or some shit.
It's campus.
Yeah, it's the UT campus. Fucking.
It should not be ice picked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hella fucking quick.
Like a feeble would be a clip, I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then through the kink.
He wanted to keep going.
He wanted to go to the end.
Whole ledge. Yeah.
Get out of town, dude.
But like, Dude, it's so intimidating at the top because, like, the kink on it is only, like, you know,
short.
Maybe, like, you know, yeah, like, maybe a wheel length long.
Yeah,
so, like, if you hit it and you just, like, fly down it.
Yeah, like, yeah, you gap a good, like, 3 feet before your peg hits it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like he did it on purpose, not trying to get the whole
lip.
And
that was, like... Dude, after I rode this spot, yo, I got this clip, and it went back to my car, or I went back to the homie's car, took my wheel off, and my forks just, like, broke.
Cause, yeah.
Like, I was demolishing my bike. Like,
bike was, like, ping-ponging down the stairs. And, like,
yeah.
I was like, dude, this is, like, pretty dangerous stuff.
Yeah, and it was, like, the second day out there trying that one.
Huh.
Like, getting mad flat tires, like.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta work for it, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking nice.
Yeah, I was stoked on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, these last few.
So what's up with this? What's
the hop three whip?
Yeah, you can do a bunny hop three whip.
I've always wanted to do a three whip, and that was like the only hop one I've done. But I was just so amped to fucking do it. I was just like, I need to do this right now.
That's pretty awesome. And then having Travis drinking a Modelo cheering you on. Is that Chad, too? I love it, dude.
I was on that fourth.
Damn.
Like, we were already...
It was, like, heavy chilling.
The day was over. Like, we rode and filmed all day, and I think we were driving back to the hotel. We already, like, had beers in us. Like, we were done. And we, like, passed it in case... Like, I think Jay turned the van around.
Yeah,
and when we got here, I was like, this thing's stupid. Like, it's not even really a spot.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then and Casey brought that youthful, like... vibes and threw down.
Yeah. But yeah, we were partying at the spot for sure.
I love those boys, Chad and Travis.
Yeah.
I've never really hung out with Dan or talked to him that much, but.
Good squad.
Yeah. Damn good squad.
Good crew, yeah. For real.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So what's that? We talked about this a little bit earlier in the episode too, but I don't know. Tell me about this one.
This one was, so I had called Darrow and I was like, yo, like, I got this spot that I want to do flip to fakie on. And this is, like, the same ditch that Randy Taylor had flared.
Okay.
And, like, going into it, I was like, yo, like, I kind of think I could just, you know, do the front flip instead. And we ended up getting there. This was, like, also a trick that I've been wanting to do for years, just, like, wanting to get one done in the streets.
Yeah.
So I kind of just, like, had it, like, in the back of my mind that, like, if it felt good, you know, I'd try it. And we got there, started feeling it out, started trying, like, going for the flip to fakie. That didn't really feel too good.
How do you just start going for a flip to fakie? You
dude, I
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was just, like, riding up it and I was like, damn, this bank feels like shit. It's
going okay.
Like,
for never, like, you never sent it, did you, Case?
The
no,
flip
I
to
never
fakie?
Even
okay.
Sent the flip to
gotcha.
Fakie.
Yeah.
I, like, went straight to the fakie front, you know, because I, like, looked at it and I turned around because, like, even, like, as a kid, like, I would, like, watch this spot. Like, watch the Randy video.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, somebody could, you know, could do that there for sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I finally get to go ride it. And then, like, I gave it a couple tries, started rolling backwards at it. And it was, like, a heavy crew there, too. It was, like, Devin Hutchins, Jared Duncan, like, Julian,
like,
Brett,
like,
Aaron Ross. Deep. Yeah, and it was the first time I met Aaron Ross. So I just, like, pulled up and I was like, oh, shit. Like, Aaron's like, all these dudes. I was like, damn, this is crazy.
Dude, I love that.
You can actually see Aaron's dumb shoes in the first clip. I was so mad.
Aaron's dumb shoes. Where
he,
are
like, he, like, kept scooting over.
Oh, right here.
God damn it, Aaron.
Oh, man. So how many did you eat shit, or did you just pull it off first tee, or what?
No, so I did, like, I, like, kept running up to it mad times because I was, like, super sketched out, didn't know how it was going to feel. And then the one time I went for it, I got around, and then probably like 3 or 4 more after that, I was able to like fully pull it. And yes. Then I actually did like, it again.
It's mind-blowing.
Just sliding down the bank on his ass. Like, it wasn't like crashing or anything. It was just like,
I would like land back wheel and like sit down. And be like, all right, well,
I guess I could do it.
Yeah.
That's fire. It doesn't even look like it's not a traditional quarter pipe tranny. It's like, it looks like it's a bank to other bank type shit.
It's not as good as it looks. Like, even in video, it's not as good as it looks, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, like what you're saying about the Randy clip, like that Randy clip is so like legendary to me, but that bank is not like a normal flare bank.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's substantial right there, dude. I love it.
For sure.
And then, yeah, did he tell you the story that the flashes didn't fire?
Yeah, so the flashes didn't fire on the first one that I pulled.
On the front flip?
And then, on the first one. And, like, dude, I was just, like, so juiced to get the one in. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll do it again. And just, like, pulled around and sent another one and got that one, too.
Nice. So nice. Did it twice. I was expecting you to say you ate shit, because that's usually how it goes. Like, if the filmer or photographer is like, you got to do it again, bro. That's when bad shit happens.
Luckily, dude, I was able to pull that one off.
Outrageous.
Yeah, for the photo. Yeah, the photo was nuts.
Shout out Devin.
Got it, like, so on point. Yeah, Devin,
it looks ridiculous.
What's Devin up to? What's he doing?
He's been filming a lot of BMX stuff again.
Yeah. Nice. Helping out with, like, Burnslow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With Burnslow? Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
I was just talking to him. I told him, I was like, I want Burnslow to be like on the wall right here. And he's, can I buy a print? And he's like, I'll send you some shit. I was like, yes. So I get something from Burnslow soon.
Yeah.
Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, notice the foot positioning. He's riding left foot forward for some reason out of nowhere. A banger part and then ending with left foot forward. Why? And your shoes untied, kind of, dude. You're gonna get it cut in your training, man. Okay, talk to me.
I used to ride left foot forward for like 2 to 3 years, and I ended up switching because I couldn't like one bar and keep my feet on the pedals. So, and then like years, like learning how to flip, I never felt like I needed to learn how to like change my feet for the flip, because I was like, all right, I'm never really going to do this anywhere.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, you know, it just happens. But yeah, like I still do them like that because it just feels more comfortable to me. Like if I'm ever like sketchy on like a flip, I'll just do it left foot forward because I'm like, I know this way is going to work.
That's almost like an advantage that you accidentally learned switch footed shit first.
A
lot of people do that. They learn on the wrong side of the pegs, but then all of a sudden, like Brock, for example, and then Nick Bunnell from here, he's got that advantage. It's like a goofy advantage, dude. I love that.
Yeah, right. And I still got like some tricks, like left foot forward, like turn downs I do like left, tough nose I do left.
Can you do turn downs the regular way or your right foot forward way or no?
No. I like fold so weird, and I do tables that way too, left foot forward.
Left foot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's cool. All right, but there's more to this clip. I know that, like, you guys have made a video about this, talking about this. You guys went back 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. That was a process.
Had to earn it.
I like went to it like, you know. Three separate days. The first day I went, I spent at least like 2 hours, didn't even get close to the backlash. Like I would just land back wheel heavy and just like slam straight to the ground every time.
Yeah.
And then the second day that I went was definitely more of a mental battle, because like the first day didn't go as well. And it was also like, I'd say like 3 months apart, something like that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I was like, okay, well, I remember the first time didn't go as well, you know, and I just kept slamming. And like, I feel like on the second day, it was definitely more mental than physical. I gave it like a few tries for like maybe an hour and a half, but I just like wasn't sending it like how I wanted to.
Sometimes that happens. Then you just move on and come back.
Yeah. And then the third day, I had like literally like built up the Kink Royale frame. It was like a prototype of it. And dude, like I felt my bike and told Daryl, I was like, yeah, I think this is the day that like I'm gonna pull it. I was like, I think this is the one. And dude, went there and like, dude, probably like a half hour later, I was like rolling away from it. Like,
sick. It's got to feel surreal insane. When you landed it. Yeah, that all happens like so fast. That's just like,
yeah, it was so
and
quick.
Then hope you hit your balance point for a split second and then cab out. Mm-hmm. And just
yeah, there were even like a few where he got so close to the backlash, but like tagged, like just touched his wheel that I thought they were makes.
Yeah,
so I would be like no good. Like,
yeah, there was like ones where like I would like do it and like come out mad crazy. Like one, I half cab. And nosedived and like just blew my foot off and like
damn,
just like came back around. Yeah, it was nuts, dude.
That's a feeling.
Like,
well,
but the half cab was so crazy on that one.
This is a commercial for the Kink Royale frame. If you buy that frame, you can do flare to backlash.
I like called Jay that night. I was like, I think that frame's gonna work out.
Amazing.
We should also shout out the skate shop. That's like actually like like most prolific skate shop right there, and they're
sick.
So like whenever we would go, they would like come outside and like I would go ask them like, yo, do you guys mind if we like film something? And they were like super cool.
Yeah, they're always chill with it.
Dope.
Always stoked about it.
I love it. No beef.
Yeah, shout out no beef.
No beef. And it just fades to black. It's beautiful, man. Well done, Daryl.
I feel like that was it said enough.
For real.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny too, because like that, the flare to backlash actually like kind of started out with as a joke between like me and my one homie. Because this one dude, Cody Cox, was like, yo, dude, I got a mini flip for you up the road. And then like my homie Will was like, yo, dude, just flare backlash it, man. You got that. And I was like, you know, like, yeah, all right. But yeah.
And then a couple months later, it happened, dude.
Yeah.
That's wild. And then you're pro. there like a a party for being pro? Like, was just this video being released
that was like good enough for me, because like I mentioned before in the last video, like this was, I felt like this video was kind of like my time to like, you know, really put on, like when they were like, yo, we're gonna like finish this out with this, you know what I mean? Because it's my first video part that I actually got to like do everything that I wanted to and see it put together how like I would envision it myself, you know what I mean? So
yeah, fire. Good job, dude.
Yeah,
it's
a historical legendary video right there.
Yeah, it like meant a lot to us to do that together. And then like having Casey pick just the right song, and like, I don't know, just everything about it felt right at the time, you know? So, and obviously like Casey was destined for big things. So we're stoked. Like
everything worked together. The music, the hair, the style. Why do you know what I'm curious about? Like, some people just have style, you know, like riding on a bike, and it's hard to like, you can't really like learn style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do you think you're why do you think you're swaggy with it, Casey?
I don't think I'm swaggy with it, to be honest. I feel like I'm very like, I don't know, like Matt Stiff when I ride sometimes, and I definitely have to try to look stylish. So
it's funny how that shit works. Like sometimes the sketchy, like you land a trick twice, but like because the first one was sketchy, but then when you're watching it back later, you're like, oh, that looks good. Like it felt like shit, but it looks cool, you know?
But it looked good, exactly.
It's weird how it's different from like how it feels when you're physically doing it to how it looks on camera.
That would translate, right?
Like rollouts and half cabs. Like if you do a picture perfect half cab and it feels good, it's like not as pretty as like a, like, you know, Bruce Chrisman-esque, like front wheel first type cab.
Right.
It's like interesting. anything coming from you guys in the future? Daryl, I know you're all over. Did you? Oh, dude, Daryl, we didn't talk since you went to E-Fice.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. We got so much to talk about.
Yeah, shout out to Anthony. He killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Video was so sick.
But yeah, I guess this being the Casey episode, we can wrap it up. Daryl, thanks for coming on to be the surprise guest finisher.
Always my pleasure.
And I'm sure you'll be back on again. Casey, same to you. Thanks yeah. for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby, for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, boys.
All right, boys. If you made it this far, smash that like button, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Hello, you've reached the end of the video. This video was brought to you by Dig BMX. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm aware that the playback on the YouTube video is a little bit sketchy, and we can work out the kinks in the future. But if you're enjoying this, make sure you know, for real, leave a like and leave a rating if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment who you want to see, and get ready for the legendary Peter Adam in the episode next week. We're going to be dropping these every week on Mondays at 7 a.m. My time, which is Arizona time. So Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. every Monday, which makes it work out for East Coast people, 10 a.m. Now I'm rambling. Get out of here.